Gary, obviously disappointing to go out, but plenty of effort from the lads there.
Second half, I thought we was on the front foot and had a few little chances which you need a little bit of luck, you know, in front of goal, get a goal, and then all of a sudden, as we know, things can change. But I just said to the lads in there now, whatever the situation is moving forward, you've got to use that second half performance, you know, and take it into the league games.
You talk about a little bit of luck. They had plenty of it for that first goal, just pinball.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. I mean, without seeing it again, you know, you don't really know how that come about, but it looked a little bit fortunate. But, you know, I've said to our lads in there, sometimes the harder you work, you get a little bit more luck. And they got that today with the first goal. But, yeah, second half, I thought we had a go, and hopefully, like I say, we can take that into the league now.
Yeah. Charlie Bannister was thrown in because Nick Townsend not allowed to play, I assume. Mm. Great, he made a couple of good crucial saves and he couldn't have done anything about the goals.
He did great. I mean, and obviously for a young lad, great experience, you know, playing in a game like that against league opposition in front of a, you know, a biggish crowd, so I'm sure he'll be the better for that. And I thought he'd come out of it, you know, he did well.
And you mentioned about experience, Sean Sutledger coming in for his debut. I'm sure he's absolutely knackered right now.
I'm sure he is, because it's his first game for a long, long while, and he'll admit himself that certain areas of it was rusty, but I thought all credit to him, the way he come through, and, you know, he'll be important for the football club moving forward, and you could see little glimpses of that today with his experience.
Yeah. Of course, it wasn't ideal preparation with Richard resigning leading up to this game and you being thrown in the deep end, but...
Yeah, as I just said out there, you know, I come back a month ago to do a certain job, and that's changed three or four times in the month, so, you know, that was unfortunate. But I think the lads this week have trained hard, you know, the preparation's been good, and I was glad second half they could go out there and, you know, not get anything out of the game, but made it worthwhile that, you know, that what we've done this week. And, you know, what football's like, sometimes you can't always control what happens off the pitch, but to be fair to the lads, second half, I think they had a real right go.
And does that second half performance give you hope for the National League campaign now?
You'd hope so. I mean, they've got to take confidence from that. They've got to take that into the National League because, you know, I know the club is working hard to try and sort of have a good future, and there's a lot of positives on that side. So, you know, it goes without saying that the club want to be at the highest level. So it's a must that we try and take that into the league. And, you know, I thought second half, there was something about some of them. You know, they didn't throw the towel in, if you like. And we've got to help them, obviously. You know, we still need two or three, if we can get in, to give them a little bit of confidence, which they're lacking at the minute. But let's hope they take confidence from the second half performance.
And where do you stand yourself on the job? Obviously, you've taken it on now.
But... Yeah, I honestly don't know. Like I say, I come back to do something totally different, to be involved with the club, and things have changed drastically. But let's just see how things develop over the next few days. You know, I was just glad that second half, you know, we gave a better account of ourselves, and with a little bit of luck, could have nicked a goal.